Introduce our next speaker, who is Bernard White. Pacifica recklessly exploited some internal contradictions that we had inside the station, contradictions that we could have resolved internally. However, because of people's petty sense of vindictiveness and jealousy, they chose to move and at all speed to get their desires met. The staff, on several occasions, we've had several large meetings at the station where the staff, before this happened, where the staff requested that this not happen. And this group went ahead anyway and moved against the wishes of the majority of the staff, and I think you ought to know that. Then I think that we have right now running the radio station someone who is loved by many in the community, because they have done some good work, and I think we ought to recognize that. But we also ought to recognize that this right here is a bad move. And it places WBAI in serious jeopardy. Since this precedent has been set, they can come at any point in the future and do it again. My termination, without any explanation, which came at 7 o'clock in the morning, and Sharan's, which came 45 minutes later, and as well as Janice K. Bryan, which they won't let her inside of the station. They have decimated Wake Up Call, if you heard it.
Yes.
So the programs have already been changed at WBAI. It's not a question of will they be changed, they've already been changed, and people have already been moved out of WBAI. So I'm proposing, in my brief time here, that one of the things that we consider is that the person running WBAI right now is a Pacifica appointee, and that we have to get out Pacifica appointees and put in people that are picked by the community, by the pay, and public money. We must get this decision reversed by any way we can. We're going to sit down and figure out exactly how. I think that you already have an idea out here that many people... See, this is the dilemma that we face. Once this happens, people call up and they say they don't want us to play to the radio station. Then the real crisis occurs, because then the radio station can't meet its revenue. Then Pacifica comes in and says, well, look, you can't make the money that you need in order to stay alive, so we'll sell you. So that's what I mean about them putting us in this situation right now, because I know that the next fundraiser is going to be very, very difficult to raise any money, because the trust in the station is lost. That is a question that, we'll have to resolve. You know, that this is a natural question that comes up as a result of what's been done to WBAR in the middle of the night. So, as I said, what we need to do is demand that, that this person is removed, that we come up with another process where we, as a staff, evaluate a station manager, that we begin to determine whether that station manager is doing what we want him or her to do for the radio station, and then if they're not, then we recommend their termination, and then we go out and look for somebody to do what it is we want them to do. But we do not ask Pacifica to step in here and take care of anything for us. So, you know, it's very difficult because I'm not used to coming up talking about people, and I'm not going to talk about your trees too much.
Talk about it.
Because I think one of the things that's being planned right now is that there's going to be a race car display where, you know, it's so beautiful to see all of the faces of the people who listen to WBAI because it is everyone who is interested in justice. And card that will probably be played is the race card.
It happened already this afternoon. They blamed Amy. They said that Amy was in bed with Pacifica. They blamed Amy. They said the whole, the implication was that it was a white racist plot.
Okay.
And you too, Bernard, that you were part of the plot.
Well, so we have to be aware of that. We also have to be aware of, as a staff, that there are people who are coming in as bodyguards.
Yeah.
For you, trees. We have to be aware of that also.
Yeah, no, they threw me out the station,
man. So we have to talk to these groups, the 100 black men in law enforcement, as well as folks from the United African Movement. We need to talk to them and let them know about just what's going on, because they're only hearing one side of the story. Okay, so I do want to thank you for coming out this evening, and hopefully we'll come out here with some kind of unified resolve. They didn't think that you would come together, but I'm glad that you did. So until next time.